Yo, check it out. This is Chicago's own comedian B. Cole, and you listen to my man Ray, Devon, and also the beautiful Candace on the Truth Brothers. Now, if you ain't listening to the Truth Brothers, the truth ain't in you. Let's do this, baby.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. It's that time. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And at the time being, I am logging into the chat room tonight for your questions and comments. Hello, award winners.
Hey, and everybody knows that is the beautiful voice of the producer, Supreme Candace. Yep, yep.
What's up, y'all? Man, are y'all excited like I am?
Absolutely.
All right. I could ask how everybody's weekend was, but I think we know.
Hey, it was pretty flipping good, fortunately.
We had a pretty decent weekend. I have to say so myself, but yeah, I am totally proud and happy with myself. I don't know about y'all, but I came to party.
Hey. You came to party.
I came to party.
Yeah. We did a little bit of some things.
It's a major award.
A major award.
Yeah, mind power, sweet mind power.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works. I mean,
yeah,
know.
Do it twice. I mean, we did win too, right?
Oh, that's okay.
It's a major award.
There you go.
A major award. That's
so,
gonna do
yeah,
it.
But,
you know, at least let them say it twice.
But all in all, we have to. Two Brothers Radio just brought in the award for. I don't get a drum roll. See, that's what we need. We need a drum roll. But we brought in the award for. Best new show. Oh, new shorty, I'm sorry. And best group of duo. So, man, that was unexpected, man.
It was absolutely awesome.
Yeah, and I can't believe it was unexpected to me. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't like I was sitting back like, oh, it's about to happen. Let's go. Everybody stand up.
Right.
It was completely unexpected, and shout out to everybody who was in that category. It was a lot of great competition in there.
Yeah.
A lot of great talent in there, and you know, it's just, man, it's just one of them things we just happened to pull off. So.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the award show, man, it was awesome, and there were a lot of winners. We just shout them out real quick. Again, like Bruh said, you know, True Brothers, we won New Show of the Year. Producer of the Year was Megan Williams of iCandy Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Co-host of the Year was Letitia Cunningham of iCandy. And Best Daytime Host was Carlotta Chatwood of the Carlotta Chatwood Show. And then Best Group of Duo, again, that was us, True Brothers. We were very, very, very happy. Yeah. And Best Music Show was the Morning Praise Gospel Show by Ramon Garrett. So he finally got one. And Best Nighttime Host was D-Don Talbert of the D-Don Talbert Show.
Okay.
And Best Comedy Show was Laughing My Ass Off Radio.
Figured that.
Yeah. Female Host of the Year was Juliet Long of iCandy Radio. Male
yeah,
host
she
of the
cleaned
year.
Up last
yeah,
night.
Oh, they, yeah.
Yeah,
they,
I,
man,
I,
they're
yeah.
strong.
Yeah. I think like five home?
I think more than that. Male Host of the year was D. Don Talbert of all the D. Don Talbert Show. Network of the year was WXRP, Stephanie Thomas Network.
Okay.
Show of the year was Eye Candy After Dark. And then host of the year was Clark Garrison of Survivor Radio. And
wow.
Then Juliet Long of Eye Candy also won the Joanne Williams Humanitarian Award. So
wow, that is awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, they
big
did
shout
things.
Out to
so
all
let's
of
give
them
a
big congratulations from Truth Brothers
go.
Radio.
No doubt.
Big shout out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was awesome. Joe Neckbone and Hot Topics just came into the chat room. So hey, how y'all doing? And of course, she sending us congratulations. Thank you, Tony. Thank you much.
Yeah, you can't argue with that, man. And much success to everybody. So, but
yeah.
Now,
when you win. When you win like an Oscar, you win like a Grammy, you get your trophy, but you also get a cash award. Are we getting any cash award? Does anybody know?
I heard we get
$1 million.
Well, there you go.
That would be nice.
Free, I heard we got free gizzards. That's what I heard was coming.
Free gizzles from Jones Barbecue with foot massage.
Yes, sir. Ramon say the check is in the mail.
There you go.
Definitely. So, nah, but all in all, man, I honestly enjoyed it. I'm still, like I said, I'm still floored, man. I mean, I literally, when we started this, man, I did not expect none of this. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if it was just me. I'm like lost for words.
Cause we were total shocked.
Like,
dude, and you know what was cool, man? We won the first award right out the gate. So we was floored.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you guys something.
Uh oh.
No, not a bad thing. I actually see and understand why you won. Well, I should say why we won. We are a great group. We don't fabricate anything. We are who we are. Our listeners have gotten accustomed to how we are. They've supported us. And we just got a great chemistry. And that's just undeniable, whether we're in front of each other or over the phone like we are. I mean, it's you guys are great, you know, and it just works.
No doubt.
Boom.
No doubt.
There it is. There it is. Hot Topics agree.
So. That's coming from the producer supreme. Who are we to disagree with that? So
yeah, it don't pay to disagree with the producer supreme.
There you have it. They smart man. See, like I said, we're in tune.
Yeah.
Right.
So I know we got represented at the after party. Who went?
Oh, I heard Jesse Jackson Jr. couldn't make it, but.
That's right. He's getting that asshole surgery. Getting that shit closed up.
He couldn't make that one. But it's all right. He'll be fine. I know who better not go in there. His wife, they coming for her out the gate.
Oh, yeah. She is. Yeah, you are way too fine not to have your hand in my pocket.
There you go. And twist your fingers a little bit while you're in there.
There you go. Oh yeah.
Gang bang in my pocket.
Yeah. I figured she gonna roll over on him. She gonna rush. She's like, I am way too pretty to go to jail.
No, you're pretty ugly. They won't rape you as much. You'll get that name rape. Yeah, I was in there hitting Jesse Jackson's son the other night.
There you go.
You won't get that sexy ring. They won't slowly caress your hair. They doing it.
Right. We was keeping his hope alive.
There you go. But, nah, I don't aim, but whatever. But in the meantime, man, before we even go there, because I was about to go there and we can't do that right now, we got to get some shout-outs and everything out the way.
Cool.
So, first off, we got to congratulate Roderick and Adriana, man, on their engagement party that we
missed. Yes.
We missed that, man. And, bro, I know you want to send something out special for that, though.
Congrats.
Yeah, you know, well, I already called and talked to them because, you know, they still got me down here in the one-horse town, man. It's like they trying to hold me hostage down here, man. They are trying to hold me hostage or something. So, you know, I had sent them all love and everything, man, and congratulations, man. They are a happy couple, man, and I wish them the best.
No doubt. So, yeah.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, and yeah, congrats on the truth,
that's
brother.
All right.
We all love y'all, man. Also, congrats to Stephanie Sapp. Just found out she has a baby on the way, so she was so excited for that. So we got to say congratulations to her. We sending out a shout out to State Rep Napoleon Harris, Yoni Day, David Orr, Stella Foster, Zen Euro, and Tony Odom. Gotta send them a shout out to them. And oh, for DJ's B Days, Tiffany Brown, Darrell Patrick, Maurice Harris, and Maurice White, both of those crazy. Nikki Greer, Stacey Patrick, and Kevin Norrell. Happy birthday from the Truth Brother Radio.
All right.
Happy birthday. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Hey, with all of that out the way, let's go ahead and jump into it. This is The Terrible Truth.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Bobby Christina's Other Brother Lover Rubber, for when your adopted brother looks too damn good.
And also by Rosie O'Donnell, Front Hole Panties. Sitters are quitters by Rosie. She can shake with the best of them.
All right. Now, kicking this thing we like to call Terrible Truth, but again, for everybody who's just tuning in to Truth Brothers Radio, our second hour conversation will be what's wrong with us. But right now, we're doing what we call The Terrible Truth. Check this out. 302-pound South Carolina man cuffed for attacking Burger King worker over cold onion ring.
Yep, there go my.
Well, I heard that. Sometimes you have to just take a stand.
Yeah, ball it up, throw it away. We'll get it.
For onion rings?
Yeah, really? Onion rings. I guess he couldn't fit one on his finger and got a little upset. Whatever. A 302-pound South Carolina man has been cuffed and charged with disorderly conduct for allegedly striking a Burger King worker over the head with a food tray during a dispute over cold onion rings. Christopher Wiggins, 32, was taken into custody last week in connection to the incident that took place in a small town of Santee. He was freed on $5,000 bond. A March 20 court date has been set for Wiggins on the misdemeanor charge. Local police say Wiggins became loud and belligerent and did throw a food tray and food item at Burger King worker Freeman Frazier. His glasses were broken during the attack. Don't know what that has to do with anything, but I guess it was
because this was his first day on the job.
Wiggins flipped out because his girlfriend allegedly balked at accepting onion rings that were in the warmer. Quote, because they would be cold. Frank is 34. Frazier,
wow.
34. Mind you guys, I don't think you heard. This dude is 302 pounds.
No,
that
was the first
that.
Thing I heard. Yeah.
Told the cops that he assured the woman that he would not serve her cold onion ring. Wiggins told the worker that his girlfriend should get a refund, which prompted Frazier to repeat his statement that he would not serve the woman cold onion ring. Wiggins, feeling that his girlfriend was disrespected, allegedly struck Frazier over the head with a food tray. As part of his release, Wiggins cannot return to Burger King.
Any of them.
They got the big damn picture of him with the circle and the slash through it.
I bet you he was one of them big guys that had that breathing.
Nope.
that had
not
that
the oxygen mask.
Yes, that had that. Take them back. They cold.
Hold on, baby. This man talking reckless to you. Hold on. Let me get up out my wheelchair. I'm gonna stand up here. And I'm gonna talk
turn
to him like
off.
He got some sense. Look here,
man. Yeah.
You ain't gonna be giving my baby no cold. Hold on. I get ready.
Sir, I promise you, it's no way I would want to give you cold onion rings.
Let me tell you something right
came
now.
Out of the warmer.
Let me tell you something right now. I can smell right now that they cold. You try to tell me I don't know cold onion rings when I smell them?
Sir, I promise you, they're not cold. I promise.
Listen here. You hear that? That's me taking it in.
No, that's sleep apnea.
And the manager heard what was going on and was finna go up there and see who it was. It went, oh, nope, all right.
I know who that is. That's that 302-pound man that rolled through a Jewels yesterday. He's not
call
so
him
hot.
Him Juggernaut.
Yeah.
They say
he's
how tall
so
he was. I mean, is he like a Ndamukong Suh?
Nah.
Yeah, that.
Nah,
but
he was.
300 and... I don't, unless he's 7'9", 302
okay.
pounds, you don't need to be going in Burger King complaining about anything. Why you don't need to be in Burger King? What, you drinking the grease? Like, why are you there?
Had a girl. Oh, Drea just entered the building, too. What's up, Drea?
But my question is, why is a 302-pound man... upset over cold onion rings?
Because he wants justice. He wants justice.
I will not
maintain
his
figure.
Whatever. Yep. He's on his way out anyway. It don't matter.
Right.
He's a food connoisseur.
There you go.
If he's gonna pay his $6.99 for the triple double whopper meal, then hey.
There you
y'all
go.
Mean to tell
he
me y'all can't put no mop water?
Piping hot.
Don't y'all
right.
got anything flavorful like mop water? I like
there
that.
There you go. Well, let's go ahead. We're going to go ahead and go into this first break, and then we'll be back with more of the Terrible Truth. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
There's a war going on in the streets. It's the war on thirst. Sprunk is winning the war on thirst with the new grenade-shaped cans.
Hey, yo, pull the pin and blow your thirst right off in that brand new taste explosion.
Boom! Now that's the sound of refreshment. Sprunk. Go AWOL from the Cola Wars with an energizing mix of lemon, lime, 10 times the caffeine and sugar.
Plus, mercury and benzene for the extra pop.
Yo, it'll bring the temperature right up and the bubbles. Other beverages use carbon dioxide.
We use ether to kick up that phase.
Thanks to all that mercury, you won't remember anything that tasted so good. Now pick up a Sprunk Thermonuclear 6-pack. Kill thirst and liven up the party. Toss your friends a Sprunk in a grenade-shaped can and enter the Sprunk Sweepstakes where you can win a real case of grenades. Sprunk, blow your thirst right off in that brand new taste explosion.
Truth Brothers Radio.
You know what I mean? Me dip out a whole 14, know what I mean? And reload my next magazine, know what I mean? And wounded them mouse in scheme, know what I mean? So for them I move sideways and lean, know what I mean? Can't come about when man to eat, know what I mean? We not like them colonial regime, know what I mean? Ethiopia not like Mussolini, know what I mean? Me queen of Iraq can come in, know what I mean? And jump on me big trampoline, know what I mean? And boost up our self-esteem, know what I mean? So for when the home and kitchen.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. And he made sure that he got his extra large diet Sprunk with that
cold onion rings.
Cold onion rings, yeah.
Whatever. He's a doctor.
You got a picture of him?
New. But I'm sure I can get one. You know me. If I need it, I find it. Yeah, dude.
Don't waste your time.
Nah, you know. Have y'all ever seen the Cleveland show? Just curious.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know
probably who he looks like. The son.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you who he looks like. He don't look like his son. You know the white girl that drives around on the little scooter. His neighbor's wife.
Okay.
The hillbilly's wife.
Oh.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. That's who he looks like.
Wow.
And he had a girl. That's he was in love.
It's Rick Ross got a girl. What difference do it make?
Oh,
there you
Jesus.
Go. Someone's got to hold that spoon
really
in his mouth.
Like him.
Who
I mean,
wants that laying on
them? Yep.
Who wants
no,
that flop
like
on
them, though.
I know.
My
it's the weirdest
thing.
It's the
he's
weirdest thing. I never got that. I don't understand it. What's the point of working out now? All I got to do is gain 700 pounds and rap. I'm good.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Again, second
like
hour topic. What's wrong with us?
That's what's wrong with us right there.
There you
we
go.
Find Rick Ross hot.
Maybe it was him that was in the Burger King.
You know what?
He bet a good 302.
Yeah, he keeps saying,
I'm just saying.
They can bring my fish sandwich back.
Right. All right, well, here you go, guys. Check this out. Thomas Lowell, attorney, had affair with client, billed her for the time they spent having sex.
There you go, because he's a working man. You know this going to run you.
Talk about mixing work and play.
This is a retainer.
All right. Talk about mixing work and play. Attorney Thomas Lowell's law license is definitely suspended after he admitted to having an affair with the client he represented in divorce proceedings and billed her for the time they spent having sex.
Because it's only fair.
There you go. After 6 months, Lowell, 58, tried to break off both his professional and sexual relationship with the woman. Distraught, she unsuccessfully tried to kill herself and spilled the beans about the affair while hospitalized under all them drugs, I take it.
Sure.
Oh.
The woman first met with Lowell to discuss possibilities of him representing her during a divorce in August 2011. And then things unfolded from there. He agreed to represent her during a phone call days later. Lowell asked her about the sexual relationship with her husband, commented on her appearance, and asked if she was interested in having sex with him. He gets right to the point.
Mm-hmm.
The following month, they began an affair that lasted until March. At various points, Lowell billed the woman for legal services on dates of their sexual encounters, coding
right.
the time as meetings or drafting a memo.
That's right.
Right, she was taking dictation, right?
There you go.
Yikes.
In
getting
March,
that oral.
There you go. getting the oral arguments together.
There you go.
In March, several arguments with the woman about the affair and his own marriage. Lowe said he was breaking things off. 2 days later, he was withdrawing as her attorney. That day, the woman, who was considered vulnerable because of past abuse and mental treatment that I'm sure he had put in the argument for the divorce, tried to kill herself. While hospitalized, she disclosed the affair. There you go. And
ooh.
and the true and
how
the true victim was the dude that she divorced.
There you go. Because he's the one.
Because he's the one. He got alimony. He laid out a whole case, and dude had to pay all that money. And he was, yep, I'm banging your wife and taking your money.
That's the part that would have got me. I'm banging your wife. You know the one I helped get that money out you? I'm banging.
That's a mess.
Boy, sometimes.
Yeah, 818-514-1202.
Sometimes it's just not fair. That's all I'm sometimes it's just not fair, man. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. But not yet, let me rephrase. Sometimes I understand. Let me say that.
Yep, Andrea just said, as a woman, sounds like a win-win to me. Yep, we missed you, Drea. We missed
no,
you.
No, Maria. Yep. Hey, she got, hey, I got his money.
I got
a little
money.
Bit of that lawyer, got some of that lawyer junk out the way. So, yeah, she's good.
Yeah, but she didn't even get a discount. He bit you up. I billed you for every stroke.
Yep.
Now, let me, now let me ask this question. Now, if for some reason they decide to go off and be together, at what point when it goes bad, the lawyer going to go against her?
Well, one, if he decides to be with her, he's already married. And it's going to be another win-win. His wife is going to cash in.
Nah, she going to come up missing. I'm just saying.
Too late now.
Right.
It is absolutely late. There you go.
There you go. And he's a lawyer. She going to get a lawyer. And yet, Your Honor, here's our demand.
$1 million.
Keep it to yourself.
Right.
Then the judge going to end up banging his wife. it's a continued chain of banging.
Until someone loses.
Gang.
Right.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't. Some women find that hot though. You know, they just like being what we're gonna say, quote, loose with it. She might have just wanted to get loose with it, or just found the power of the lawyer who got the money for it. She might have found that attractive.
Right. And he thought he was dude back from L.A. Law back in the day. He thought he was that dude, the player.
You know, I don't. What is? I've never seen L.A. Law.
Yeah, you was. Yeah, y'all was young for that. Yeah,
there it is.
Y'all was young for L.A. Law.
Next thing you know, you're going to be talking about how Andy Griffin was the man back in the
Wow, that's a big leap, yo.
Yikes.
Say, what is L.A. Law?
He pulled the...
Oh, my God.
He pulled the Gerber baby on
the
me, baby.
The 80s Law and Order.
Right. I thought that's what he said at first. I thought he pulled the Gerber baby on me, man. Like, hey, yeah, that was before.
Trey say, what is L.A. Law was a law show. It used to come on after the Flintstones.
Came on right after the Dukin Hour.
Ah, see, and then you're gonna go there, man.
Nah, man, it's just God, it's funny.
That's nasty. Well, my story is about a typo that a police officer had made with his report. After handling a call about the theft of items from a vehicle, Officer Mike Gavrilis of Myrtle Beach Police Department last night completed a brief report about the larceny. Along with itemizing the stolen goods, Gavrilis report noted that the vehicle was a black Chevy Silverado with license plate, blah, 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 blah. Gavrilis, 35 years old, also reported that the car was registered in Vagina. Well,
well there you go.
He meant
there
to
you
say
go.
Virginia.
good old public education does it again.
There you go. And that's where she kept it. No one could find it.
Well, I'm sure if there was somebody who was, you know, maybe walking around robbing or going off 302-pound people going off in Burger King, you know, maybe could have hit the car in there. It's possible.
My dude, he's an idiot. How do you not know how to spell?
I just think it shows what was on his brain at the time.
Exactly.
Parking his car in Vagina?
There you go.
Remember that Grace Jones song, Pull Up to the Bumper? Long
yeah.
Black limousine.
That's pretty good, Candace. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, I feel you.
Oh, wow.
Pull up to my baby. You make my
head
feel
yeah,
so
spring
good.
Is coming. That it must be spring because everybody got women and stuff on their mind.
Well, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming to that relationship time. Yep. No, yeah, everybody pairs up in the spring.
Nah, I thought that was cuffing season is after July. I think cuffing season starts in September. And it's over around April.
No, man, cuffing season starts in the spring, and it's over around Thanksgiving because people are breaking up to get out of that Christmas
on that
crap.
One, bro. First off, yes, Candy.
No, I think they would probably get more.
Nah, see, they tend to release in the summer because of the fact that it's a plethora of more stuff out there. So that's why it's cuffing season when it's cold outside. Hey, I'm not just a member. That's what you. What my man say? I'm not just a president. I'm also a client of that.
Right.
I know all about cuffing season.
No. Okay. Well, then cuffing season starts in the spring.
No, it ends.
Really?
In spring.
So they don't. So they don't start cutting them loose around the holidays.
No.
No, guys don't cut them loose around the holidays.
No. What I'm saying is they do cut them loose during the holiday, but they break up. Like, say you get your girl in, like, October or something like that. Or you deal with that. I don't want to say deal with it. That's wrong. You stay with that until, like, the weather starts getting hot again.
Then if you get them in October, then you're going to have them for the holidays.
But that, yes.
No.
So you saying men tend to start cuffing when it gets warm outside?
Yes.
No. You
okay?
What year
was
that? All right. Wait. No. Maybe that's just. I'm not trying to say it's right, but from what I've seen.
Would it be? Well, okay.
I mean, it's, we're not even saying for real. I think it's just that, you know, it's just the supposed joke that they always
right.
say that, you know, everybody starts breaking up around the holidays because you don't want to go spending time with people's families and you don't want to get gifts. I'm not saying it actually happens, but that's the running joke.
There is a thing.
I'm sorry. I think it happens more in the summertime.
Right. Don't you know it is a thing actually called cuffing season, though? You do know that's real.
That's a mess. Why don't we Google
it? Cool. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and take another break, and then we're going to get into cuffing season and everything else after this break.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I hear voices in my head. They count to me. They understand. They talk to me.
Brothers Radio.
Relationships can seem like an eternity.
You asshole! What were you doing with my sister in that hot tub?
Relieve the pressure.
Ice.
Chill that bitch out with ice.
Ice.
A diamond lasts forever, but your relationship might not. A diamond is love. Rock hard and frozen in time. Luckily, most women are shallow and materialistic.
Oh, a diamond! So you do love me.
Nothing says I love you like a lump of carbon mined by wage slaves in Angola.
I don't even know what I was mad at you about. Do you want a blowjob?
Passion. It can be purchased, and it can be overpriced. Ice, available and very expensive at Decock Diamonds.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we are back. And before we get back into everything else, I got to send a couple more shout-outs. I got to send some shout-outs to Nisha Hill Hernandez and to Akilah Sims. Got to say what's up to y'all. And thanks for listening. We appreciate that. Now, I wanted to explain something to you. Dictionary, cuffing season.
Yep,
during the fall and winter months, people who would normally rather be single or promiscuous find themselves alone with the rest of the world, desiring to be quote-unquote cuffed or tied down by serious relationships. The cold weather and prolonged indoor activity causes singles to become lonely and desperate to be cuffed. Cuffing season is the winter month.
All right. Yeah, Andrea agrees with you. She said it's early winter through spring after the cold weather is over. It's a done deal. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's only during that. Like when the weather gets warm, tends to, yeah. But, yeah, that was my whole point, you know. No disrespect to bro. It's a young term that was used out there. No disrespect or nothing like that.
Well, there we go.
No, I didn't mean it like that. Dude.
I didn't know what it was either.
No, see, it's a younger term. It's nothing, you know. It's nothing to disrespect to y'all. I mean, to you know anybody. It was just one of them things. That's all. All right, here we go. Back to me, I guess. Man cuffed for assaulting girlfriend after she demanded he stop scratching his testicles. See, that's itchy ball season.
It is.
Yeah.
Gold bond. A man was arrested in Manatee County, Florida this week for assaulting his wife after she asked him to stop scratching his testicles. Ronald Howard, they are giving full names on him.
Right.
Ronald, I love scratching my balls, Howard, 30, was sitting on his couch scratching his man jewels when his girlfriend, woo, here we go, she's a dog.
What?
If you see this name, yeah. We're going to call her Salomar. We just going to call her Salomar. And see, when his girlfriend, Salomar, insisted that he stop because it was disgusting and she was preparing to eat dinner. The joke. Okay, we'll get
okay.
that.
Okay.
Howard did not take the demand very well, rising up and confronting Salomar.
Right. And said the scratching is always better the second time around.
Ooh. What you want with your dinner? Yeah, what you going to drink with your dinner, some tea bags, all that. But he allegedly got in her face and asked that she not judge him. Salomar said the verbal altercation got physical when Howard pushed her into the corner of the kitchen, forcing her to fall to the ground and scratching her leg. She says he then grabbed her and threw her out the apartment. But Howard's version went down a little different. He says that she punched him in the eye for scratching his testicles. He admits to pushing her out the door, but only in self-defense. Howard said he did not want to call the police because he did not want the situation to escalate to that point. According to the police report, Howard had no visible injuries, but Salomar did.
Right. She got up and made that move.
She had a scratch on her leg and and was consistent to the version of how the itchy ball went down. Rhonda was placed under house arrest, charged with misdemeanor battery, and booked into the Manatee County Jail. Bail has not been set.
There you go. And when he got in his cell, my man said, "These balls are for the loving you."
That was just nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your ball. Now, first off, if she was washing his drawers right, maybe not that.
No.
Start using that hypoallergenic kind.
I told you. Don't go to the Family Dollar buying the bleach. I told you.
Find that cheap.
Well, I
told
you to
quit
leaving skid marks in your drawers. I wouldn't have to do it.
Now you wonder why I'm scratching down here. It's your fault. Keep watching
it's
my fruit
It's your Klingon.
Don't judge me.
And I won't judge you. He went full Chris Brown on him. Please don't judge me.
No
and
problem.
I won't
you
judge
you.
Only God can judge me.
Polar Tink Tink. But then again,
Polo, hey, speaking of Tink Tink, you know Tink Tink is up on a murder route.
Yeah.
I heard he stabbed his girl with his iron leg. I heard he gave her a kick to the throat, but it was more in Mortal Kombat. Her head slid off.
Yeah, Tink Tink is they call it Tink Tink the new OJ.
That is not right.
Just sparks and wires everywhere. I heard it. I didn't know a Tink Tink was a real person. I just didn't think that was cool. I didn't think it was funny. But I guess he was real. He existed. That was his life.
At least that's how he sounded when he ran.
What are they? You know they gonna take them legs right off him when he get in jail. Make sure he can't run. And they are gonna wear that.
You won't
gonna,
be
man, look, it's no. He's not gonna fight. There's nothing down there to protect him. Let's get him, boys.
Kick it, yep. Kicking ain't gonna help. All that fat flailing about ain't gonna help you.
Stop wiggling your nub. Stop wiggling your nub.
Oh my God.
Grab his nub. Grab it. Now hold him up.
All right. Yes, sir.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, speaking of Tink Tink and just flat out sad, Chubby Checker sues Penis App.
Why would you get a name like Chubby Checker if you got to get a penis app?
I'm going to say it one more again. The old rock and roll singer, Chubby Checker, sues Penis App. Yes.
They got an app called that or something?
Yeah, Chubby Checker is suing the makers of an app that estimates the size of a man's penis for using his name without permission.
Come check your Chubby.
The 71-year-old singer, best known for his 1960 hit The Twist, claims the app has associated his name with the obscure sexual connotation.
Come check your Chubby.
That's a good one.
Yes, sir.
The Chubby Checker.
He is
that's funny. That is funny.
He is seeking $500,000 for the irreparable damage and harm the app has created for Hewlett Packard's Palm OS platform. It has done to his reputation. Checker's lawyer, Willie Gary, said the lawsuit is a The lawsuit is about preserving the integrity and legacy of a man who has spent years working hard at his musical craft.
With the Chubby Checker.
The defendants have marked Chubby Checker's name on their product to gain profit, and this just isn't right. The Chubby Checker
funny.
App.
Oh, so what you're doing is right too, right?
Right. The Chubby Checker app estimates penis length and in both metric and imperial measurements, and
how
was reportedly withdrawn in September.
That? How
What's
does
that?
It do that?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
I guess
you
have to answer some key questions.
Boy, I love to see somebody on Instagram talking about, I just checked my Chubby.
But okay,
how would you like to follow someone's phone
to
see that app?
And it tells you what?
That's not.
Tells you how you stack up with everyone else, I guess.
Hold on. First off, wait, real quick. 818-514-1202. If anybody has ever seen or heard of a dude using the Chubby Checker, please.
I don't see doing it.
Please call,
because
I've never seen that. The only thing I know that dudes do is they took a ruler to it, like, hey, yeah, gotcha. I need to know
this is the 21st century.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the new millennium. That's the old way. Now you can just put your phone up. Put your phone up, snap a picture, and we'll let you know using our Chubby Checker app.
Oh, that would be a fun job. I'll sit there and laugh all day long.
Here at the Gaylord Factory, we got apps for all of your homosexual needs.
Hey, baby, what you mean I'm too small? Look at this. And he holds his phone up. I'm the twist.
Oh, Raynard.
That's when it just said he is big. It don't even it don't give him a measurement. It just tells somebody. Yeah, let that go off when you in the bathroom at a stall.
There you
go. Let that go off right there.
You have a chubby.
And you looking dude 4 stalls down
the girl,
in the
you
face.
Like an email letting her know that you're A-OK.
I didn't even know that they... What happened to good old sexing? What happened to good old sex texting? What happened to that? What happened to... Yeah, what? You don't believe me? Here. I don't need nobody to check my tubby for you. I'll send it to you myself. What happened to that?
No one does things the old way anymore.
That's it. I'm downloading the app. That's it. I'm doing it. I cannot believe. Why though? What's the point?
Well, that's
what
I'm trying to understand. Okay.
I don't know what it would do for you.
What is it supposed to tell you? I mean, okay, chicks are gonna dig you with the giving the and everything that you provided. I mean. Okay, Dre is saying that man just enters his information into the system and it generates a size and girth. Okay,
right.
But
what's the point?
For what benefit? I mean, okay,
right.
I'll tell you that. I mean, all right, so what do you do with that information? Is that just something so you can know?
Like, first off, you see it every day. It's not like...
Well,
it's
some people,
like,
I don't think my man at the Burger King has seen it in a minute.
But that means if that's the case, he can't enter any numbers either. He's in there
that's
like,
why
look.
You stick, right, that's why you just stick your iPhone down there. Let Siri handle it. Haven't seen your penis? Let Siri handle it.
There's an app for that?
There's an app for that.
Yep.
Well, Jerry says, I guess you tell the potential chick you want to impress.
Right.
I mean,
you know
I suppose,
what? But then
I mean,
again,
that's the
right.
only thing I can see.
So
that...
he can lay there and say, you can throw onion rings on it.
Like, hold on, let me lean back.
Shoes.
But then again, like I said, like real quick though, if you're going to do that, if you're going to go through the process of sitting down, looking up Chubby Checker, download it to your phone, installing it to your phone, why not just say, check this out, cock your leg over your table, snap a pic, send it to the girl you're trying
right.
to impress, be done with it.
Right.
Like, hey.
And
like,
the app got to have way more applications than that to it. It's got to be able, well, send it out. They probably got a club. You can put yours in the club with everybody else's and...
I don't like that. Because what if you got like
this
Wi-Fi thing where you walk past, oh, my bad. What if you got like this Wi-Fi thing and you and another dude is walking past and it says, nope, your chubby's bigger than his. Like, I don't like that. Like, what if it sends off this random chubby check on everybody who has the app? I don't
right.
like that.
That's what I'm right. So what you're right, the thing senses out other people with the app.
Right.
And decides to just promptly have a chub off.
Right. Like, you are the biggest chubby in the 3-mile radius. I don't like
right.
that. Like,
right. All of a sudden, your phone go off and you get this email. The dude at table 3 is asking you to meet him in the bathroom for a chub off.
Nah, baby, hold on. I'll be right back. No. Keep my onion rings warm. I'll be right back. You
in
the bathroom.
This mug is tripping. Right.
Then it just sends you pictures on why it got this little special feature as it says why the dude's bigger than you, and then it shows you a picture of his and your girl isn't. That's not yours.
right.
You know what makes it worse?
You get back to the table, you lost.
Yep.
And it starts giving you, well, you lost. One, he's a black guy.
That's wrong. But then, it ain't just that, but then... You know what makes it worse? If it sends the picture to the dude phone, your girl see it and say, that's not you, that's Derek. And how would you know what Derek was like?
Hey, I'm looking at this, and this app is actually for ladies.
Okay, so what does it do for the ladies?
Are any of you ladies out there just start seeing someone new and wondering what the size of their member is?
You know what?
So. Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
And it looks like they do it according to the shoe size. Oh, that's funny.
Really?
Yes, sure, okay. With a pending lawsuit, I can't go in here and actually see it. I'm not finding a direct link to it.
We're going to have to look. We're going to have to look into that because I'm not for that, but I'm just saying. I'm with Chubby on this one. Get my name off that. Look at her.
I'm just
she
saying,
just
since they
all
put it that
taken
way.
Away back, like, oh. Now it's interesting. Look at
now all of a sudden it then got real, right.
I'm just saying.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
Amen.
Look at,
I don't have to
brothers.
Add.
Do apologize yes. for her gleaming over there. We don't like that.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying, now that we've actually, you know, figured out what it actually is. I mean,
oh, right. Because once you realize it was for women, then it got real, right?
Let me go ahead.
It changed my perspective on it.
Let me go ahead and press install on my phone there. Get that installed in there. I wonder, is it real though? Like I know they got them fake apps, like you X-ray your hand and all that. But like, if you type the dude height and shoe size in, and it gives you like this fake estimate or whatever like that. I wonder is it for entertainment purposes only?
Yeah, and that's more than less that. Probably what this is, too.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Don't you got a story there, Candace? Moving right along.
And this, again, I'm sorry, the second hour conversation, we will be asking what is wrong with us, and we hope everybody, because when we put that up into our little event that we had on Facebook, we got so many great, great responses back for that. And we hoping everybody will tune in, chime in, and drop their opinion on what they think of. What they think is wrong with us, in general, as a people.
That's right. That's right.
That'll be coming up in the second hour, 8 o'clock.
I'm sure we're going to have a part two, a part three. We're not going to be able to cover all this in one night.
We kept that up. Every week, that would be the topic every week.
Exactly. But delving into my story, Jesus Mata fakes robbery to avoid telling wife he blew $1,000 at a strip club.
Getting that chubby check.
There you go.
I guess I can kind of understand that. But anyway, it's hard for a lot of guys to admit to their wives that they went to the strip club, let alone spending $1,000 on the attractions. Jesus Mata Jr., a 21-year-old from Texas, recently received a tax refund and decided to spend it on a strip bar called Whispers in La Feria.
Good old peso blog.
H&R Block has done me right. I mean, right.
He got that refund and hopped up on the table, and all you heard was Montel Jordan saying, "This is how we do it." He started dancing in slow motion and everything.
My man, it's on.
Guess
after he spent
going.
All the cash, he concocted a titillating tale to police about how six gunmen in two trucks robbed him at gunpoint with assault weapons.
With assault weapons.
Right.
It was a slingshot.
From the Cameron County Sheriff's Department and the Harlingen Police Department tried to track down the trucks, but got suspicious when no leads emerged. When detectives again questioned Mata, he admitted making up the story to hide the fact that he blew $1,000. Mata was arrested and charged with filing a false report.
The cops are no help.
By his wife.
Wow.
I swear they took all of my, they took all of my things. The King of Diamonds. That, nah, dude, we know what they did. They took all. They even took the Nova.
Nova. Oh my God.
That is wrong. All right, we
they jumped out with assault weapons, took my $1,000 and ran off into the night.
Six of them.
Six
and
of
two
them.
Two vehicles.
And they was dark, very dark. And
two
tall.
Vehicles.
And real basketball.
So you down $1,000 and you got a fine.
And you didn't tell. The cops went to your wife and ratted you out.
First off, I never. Am I the only one that never got the fascination of a strip club? Like, I never got it. Like, I
don't. It does nothing for me.
Well, I would think not.
Well, you know, they do have guys.
Never did.
Yeah, no. No. I'm good.
Yeah, I just I've never been to a strip club.
Really?
I've never been to one strip club in my entire life. I feel like I'm due to go to one just to see what the hype is about, but I've
right.
never been to one. I don't get
no,
it.
I've been to enough overseas. I've only been to one in the United States, and I was straight. Like, nope.
But overseas, it's cracking.
Overseas, I mean, one of them was when I was in the military, and overseas is different because there's laws here, and they do stuff overseas that, no, there's laws here, so no, you don't know.
Come watch Ganesh get it in with one of them.
Right, and then when I was here, it was for a coworker's bachelor party, but I was definitely in my militant stage then. I didn't like it at all. I didn't like it. And then to see them sisters hump, I was like, nope, don't like it. Don't, yeah. My militant side came out. I was like, no, man.
I got you.
It was weird. It was like I could have sworn I seen Minister Farrakhan across the bar looking at me shaking his head.
Like, really? This is what you want?
Right, brother. Really? You ain't got enough good. So what is his bachelor party? You ain't supposed to. Yeah, I was like, mm-mm,
I'm gonna go. Just to see what it's about. I'm not gonna take no money with me or nothing. I'm just gonna go in.
Really?
Yeah,
it's gonna be quite an experience when they ignore you then.
I don't care, dude. I don't want none of your toxins. I'm good.
You don't
keep
want
that
none of
to
your
Tony said, don't do it.
What's that?
Tony said, "Don't do it."
You know what?
Hot Topics. That's gonna be a topic on that end.
What's he say? Do you go to the strip club?
Right. Dry humping. Is it for you?
No, I just cause
I can't do it.
Almost every dude that's in my family, everybody has at least been to one, and I have to see. It's not like. I have to see what the hype is about. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it's harmless if you don't go in there with nothing and you're not trying to entice nothing. And I'm not.
Yeah,
I don't
you better not
wheels
touch
to
nothing.
A point where I feel, what's that?
I said, if that's the case, you better not touch nothing. Might want to take a mask.
Yeah,
you know, like
get you some antibacterial. Yeah, don't wipe your face with your.
Don't
yeah.
touch nothing. You better
yeah.
see before you go.
Yeah, don't wipe
when
your
I,
face. You're going to get
when
one,
I
them,
actually go,
one of them
when
special
I actually
gifts.
Do go, when I actually do go, I'm going to let everybody on True Brothers Radio know.
No, you know what? Hot Topics just said, let's do a show together. Matter of fact, since you said that, Tony, I'm gonna call you this week because I got an idea then.
Cool. Well, we are back at it with Hot Topics. That's what I'm
there
talking about.
There you go.
About. Let's combine these wild thoughts we have.
Right, with our powers combined.
We can create Captain Strip Club.
Oh, my God.
Booty. Breath. Now, remember how they used to link up with Hart?
Who's that?
I mean,
right.
No,
Captain Planet.
Yeah. What was
I hated Captain Planet.
Why?
Yeah, it was lame.
It was just
lame.
Dude, Captain Planet was just one of the coolest, not coolest. Captain Planet was for little kids who didn't want to pollute the earth. And I was one of them little kids who I actually had the heart ring. Because, like, at that time, that's the only one they had was a little. What was he Asian that had the monkey?
The Mexican. He was Mexican.
He was not Mexican,
he
man.
He was Latino.
Plenty apology. Dude.
The little bitty one.
The one that had the one that
with
his own power was creating you to have love.
Right. He was Latino. Right. He was Latino.
Why do you know that?
Because he had
well,
an accent. Either way, we got to get to the second hour topic.
No.
We're going to do that next week.
Okay. Come on.
Next
we
week, Captain Planet wasn't racist.
It's time to get serious. Go ahead.
Right.
Man.
So
we're going to
go ahead, and when we come back, we're going to go ahead and jump right into what is wrong with us. And I'm sure a lot of y'all is asking that right now after this terrible truth. So we'll be jumping into that after this. Truth Brothers Radio.
We don't want no weapon.
No weapon.
Don't need no ammunition.
No ammunition.
It's killing up a nation.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I object. I defer.
I find you both guilty of helping people for the ridiculously low price of $99.99.
In today's broke-ass society, things are harder, so you need things cheaper. So I came up with Jones, cheap-ass prepaid legal and daycare cash.
You are not the president. You don't need to make that type of money.
You might need my legal service.
You're just raising one kid,
because I'm going to sue you. At Jones, we don't assess the illegal fees after the case is disposed of. We make it prepaid. Prepaid meaning you need to pay before, just in case I need to invest the money in something else where you may need my service. And I'm going to spend it wisely,
fighting for you.
If we can't get you out of child support, we'll provide you with our top-notch molester-free daycare service.
We let them do whatever they want to do, so that when you get them home, they go straight to bed. Which one of y'all, you know, Santa Claus ain't coming to none of y'all. There's some books around here somewhere.
Jones do a good-ass job of watching both mine and my grandbaby. Jones got sort of me auto insurance. Jones got me this big-ass check.
Now, friend, you may ask yourself, how can he provide us with such cheap legal services? Well, here's a story about Toby and his baby mama.
Hey, Toby, I need my money. I don't have no more money.
That's because y'all keep messing up. Y'all keep doing crime.
Because I gave it all to you to raise that one little baby you got.
And I work from volume. So y'all continue to rob people and take stuff.
It ain't your business what I do with the money.
So please, come on down to Jones' cheap-ass prepaid legal and daycare academy.
It's a place where you can bring your children and get legal advice.
Put your hands against the wall. My legal advice to you is don't have no more children.
Go ahead and come to the website or give me a call on a new telephone number at 708-46-CASH-1.
I'm on call 3 hours a day, 5 hours a week.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained?
Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net, and truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right, and I'm in the chat room for all your questions and comments on tonight's second hour topic.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about what's wrong with us. Sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze for a second there. It kind of gave
me
a
call. Nah, no, I'm just playing with you, man. You know that's what we do.
Yeah, we're going to get into what's wrong with us. I mean, the killings, the disrespect, and we're not even talking about, like, the terrible truth type stuff. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the serious stuff. We put a lot of examples up on our Facebook page. And if anybody get a chance, go over there and check some of that stuff out. Stuff like, man, I put up a Chief Keef video on there with all these stupid kids smoking, and it was just a big giant sausage fest of goofy kids running around bumping into each other, saying ridiculous crap.
And I mean, even with that, man. I mean, I want to go just like the stupid things like the that we glorify, like the stop snitching. Like, you know, little stupid things like that is what bothers me the most, you know. And then you have people who come behind it with comments that'll be so, like, it's like we're so accustomed to glorifying the negative. And
mm-hmm.
we don't wanna embrace anything positive, and when we do, we're looked at as being weak or being a punk or being soft or something like that. And those are the things that irritate me the most.
Yeah, and I get you. I mean, you know, what does it say about a people, and what does it say about the adults who raise their children and either watches it and doesn't see anything, or condones or teaches them that compassion for your fellow person is a sign of weakness?
Right. And I think this is the reason we named this show "What's Wrong With Us," because I think people need to seriously, I mean, those people who have that kind of mindset need to ask themselves that. You know, it's hard to sit back and watch. You know, it's to a point that I'm scared for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's where it's at. It's to a point mm-hmm. where I'm scared because I don't know if being an adult is the norm anymore. I think that everybody just wants to stay stuck in a 17-year-old mindset.
And that's what I'm going to say. It just seems like adults are regressing, and with parents becoming younger and younger, you don't have any real direction anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it, yep.
You know,
yep.
And it's just, you know, and you all know me. I think media is a big villain of it. There's no positive reinforcement, not enough of it. Not enough. And I was actually in my living room. Something was on the television. I really wasn't watching it. But certain lyrics to this song, this video that was on, it's called No Worries. The whole furry part in.
Yeah, Lil Wayne song.
Whose song is that?
No Worries, Lil Wayne.
Yeah, it's awful. And it's just become commonplace. There's no cryptic messages in music. You know, it's just all blatant. At least
mm-hmm.
hell, from, you know, my main, my golden years basically were in the 90s. And you still have songs that were kind of cryptic. You know, they didn't just blatantly come out and tell you what these songs tell you now. And every time you turn TV on, you got Bad Girls Club where people acting a damn fool. You know, half naked. There's no sense of class about anybody
mm-hmm.
that you really see nowadays, and especially with black people and how we're portrayed. And it's just very disheartening. And even when you do get positive role models, let's say Scandal. Now, you see Olivia Pope. She's a black, strong woman, you know, who obviously is well-positioned in government. But, you know, she's also conflicted, too, because even though she has a strong exterior, very, you know, very much on the inside, she's vulnerable and just a hot mess. So, you know, this stuff has just become commonplace, and I'm just totally disenchanted by the whole thing.
Right. Now,
just
you know what, Drea just had a nice comment. She says, now, when any one of us dares to check one another on ill behavior, we're called haters,
mm-hmm.
jealous, mean, and whatever else you can think of when we're trying to tell someone to have some standards. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That Chief Keef, little JoJo crap, when they got to having their little Facebook war or YouTube war
Twitter.
Or whatever, Lupe Fiasco tried to chime in and calm everybody down. and the death threats and the way that people went at him for trying to be the voice of reason was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that goes back to my initial statement. I was like, anything positive, we take it as being a punk, being soft, being a sissy, being a lame, all of that. And I don't understand why. I just thought it was a part of growing up, a part of maturity. I thought it was a point that people get to as they get older. I just assumed that's what it was supposed to be. But
just
as they
were
regressing. I mean, I remember when people were kids, they couldn't wait to grow up. Like,
right.
I couldn't wait to drive,
mm-hmm.
and be able to stay out on my own and do all those things. And it's like you can only do that if your mind state matches your age.
Well,
but now it's just go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, finish.
No, and it's like the thing about it is like nobody's mind state is matching their age. They're either one. I believe a lot of it is we giving our kids too many rights. Like they got
mm-hmm.
more rights than the parent has.
Yeah. Yeah, now check this out, and I'm going to show you how media and society shapes the way that people behave or starts looking at the world. We all know that the superhero movies are in. We all know that the movies and all of that stuff is what's happening right now. Now let's look at some of these characters. Superman. When he was originally written and the way he was portrayed up until, let's say, that Superman Returns movie, was by the time he decided to be Superman and reveal himself to the world, he was in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
He was around 30 to 35 years old. Captain America, before the movie, the original character, when he was found in suspended animation or whatever and had to rejoin the 20th century after the war, he was in his 30s. Iron Man was in his 30s. When you look at all of the movies today and when they cast these characters, they're all in their 20s now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're telling you that when you're in your 20s, you are in the prime of your life. When it used to be back in the day, these characters in the prime of your life was in your 30s. Your 20s was a time when you were learning. The original Star Trek series, William Shatner as a young captain was in his 30s. When they rebooted the series, he was looked like he was 22 years old. What do you know at 22? What can you do at 22? What life experience do you have at 22?
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. But, I mean, to me, I mean, another thing that bothers me and that I had to, I mean, I know this might be all talk, but this is something that I have seen a couple of weeks back that actually made me so upset that I took to Facebook and had to voice my opinion because I was reading people just saying, remember the young lady, everybody knows the young lady that took over media that died here in Chicago from gun violence. And I don't want to name names or anything. So I'm reading these comments, and they was like, everybody keeps talking about this girl. She's talking about this girl, and she died, and, you know, but there's millions of other deaths and all these other things, and everybody making a big deal about the president's wife coming up here to see her funeral and this, that, and the third. What about when this person died, didn't nobody do that? And I was, and as I'm reading this comment, I'm saying to myself, like, one, are you upset because, are you really upset because one person got some notoriety over, and it's not like it's good recognition. They just found an innocent girl who just left the inauguration, got killed, and now the world is just feeling bad for them. But are you upset because this person is getting recognized and the person who you may have known may not have been? Because it's not like I said in my statement, I was like, when I saying that her death will be the first, it's not the first and it won't be the last, but the fact is that it happened and people do still have a heart and they still want to pay their respect to a kid who had a future, who didn't do anything, who was just minding her business, who got killed for nothing.
because of, and it came out because of mistaken identity, and she wasn't even the person who they were trying to mistake, being mistaken for. She just happened
right.
to be there with oh, somebody who looked like somebody.
Right. And you know what? When the Trayvon thing went down, people were saying that.
Year
and I was trying to take it under the spirit of, you know, everything's been happening in other communities, and everybody should just want to stop the killing, and you're trying to recognize somebody that you cared about. But now I think I'm starting to think you're right, because you're starting to see it. Every time something happens and the media pays attention to something, instead of singing, yeah, you know what, by highlighting this poor tragedy as on a bigger picture, we should be trying to stop this crap altogether, they get mad as though, well, why should this person get some attention from the world
when
my friend didn't?
Yep.
And that's the total wrong mindset to be having about it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
The bottom line is they died as a result of the same thing that your family member died of.
Right.
So at what point do you just say, you know, enough is enough?
Right. And instead of reaching out to that person and saying, you know what, I totally empathize with you because I've been through it too. I lost my friend.
Right.
What can I do to help you? Or what
but
can we do together to bring some attention
society.
To this? You start hating. That's ridiculous.
But you know what the problem is with that, though, man? We have become such a society of me. We don't care about the next man.
Extremely
Everybody
selfish.
Really cares about self. And that's a huge problem. If we honestly really looked out for one another, we wouldn't have a problem if the dude down the street checked my son because he was cursing in front of some old lady. And we wouldn't have a problem if the dude saw this. If a dude saw a guy acting up in school, he checked that person right then and there. You wouldn't have to worry about that. But parents who are okay with illiterate kids, who are okay if their kids are dumb, will get mad if a dude is walking past the school, see your son cussing the teacher out. First thing you're going to do is say, well, what did she say to him?
Exactly. 818-514-1202 is the number. Call in and give us your 2 cents.
And that's the thing. Parents want to be cool with their kids. That in itself
but
is a problem.
Like I said, once again, these parents are getting younger and younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
yeah.
I mean, my child, my daughter, high school, she's got a good number of pregnant young ladies. And, you know, no diss to them. Hell, I was pregnant and in high school. I got out, you know, and did what I needed to do. But in a society now where it's harder and harder to be a teenage mother in high school, because, I mean, you've got so much going on and you have no idea what it is to be a mom and to be responsible because you haven't experienced life yet. You know, and it's hard to administer, you know, life lessons when you're still in the dark.
Yep. And again, don't
and
forget
it just
now we're
society over and over.
Yeah. Don't forget we're in the age right now of the 30-year-old grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the problem. And like you say about the media, part of the problem is everybody wants to be young. There's a difference between not being old or being active and being engaged in society and being young. But they play it as now if you're 40, it's cool to be it's cool. You don't have to be a grandmother. You don't have to be a experienced role model. You can be a cougar. It's okay if you're 40 and you want to go ahead and smash the 22-year-old bag boy at the grocery store. That's hot.
Right.
Well, I mean, the I don't know, man. Like I really can't. I don't know. I mean, because the fact of that they're looking at as cougars is. I don't know. I just it bothers me, but then again, it don't. Like, I mean, I understand that women in their 40s are looking like trying to, if you would say they are trying to get their youth again or whatever, or trying to go back in time. Like, I get that, but then you got to look at it like that. They're probably trying to go back and do that because they missed out on so many opportunities that they should have taken advantage of at that age.
I
they
guess,
feel like
man.
They can live through the younger kid again.
Right, I guess, but this is the thing that I'm trying to say. There's a thing that society puts out on on not how you're supposed to act, but what's supposed to be acceptable in society, and the media plays it out, and then the society takes it on and says that is cool. In the 80s, you used to have the crazy romp movies like Porky's and all that. Porky's, mm-hmm. The whole cast member was a bunch of teenage kids who were out getting in these misadventures and trying to get laid and blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. Then when you moved into the 90s, it moved up to about the mid-20s going into their 30s, and it was still getting there. It was American Pie, and we going to have this romp and do all of this stuff. Now it's in their 40s. Now these movies are portraying people in their 40s doing the same thing that you're supposed to have been doing in your 20s, and that's the problem. That's not the problem. But that's saying the thing about the society. If you complaining that there's no adults and there's no parents guiding the kids, and all the adults are trying to act like the kids, that's your problem.
I totally agree with it. I have no.
I know. Let's go ahead and take a quick breather. We're gonna go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and get back into some more of this What's Wrong With Us, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'ma give it to you with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation. We give things a post with blame to set. Am I the runner to the wall and bang your head? I put the force, my force is out. I make the devil's tower to the Caucasus Mountain.
When I'm a sire, I set the microphone on fire. Rap sounds Barry and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum and the Alan funk and coming through with nothing. Enough guns, so if you wanna come sweating, stepping contest.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Two fingers.
Man, I ain't saying a thing, you know.
Bruce Brothers Radio.
Man, I chose to travel the hard way.
Meticulously package it and ship it to distributors. To major labels, we ain't giving up no signatures. Conscious exhibitors, they hardly won't consider us. Like health in 11-7 Leviticus. I spent G's to press this final up, but obviously it ain't thugged out or white enough. It's tight enough. Only dope vibes I'm rapping on like 4-track mine, but this time with natural born. You see your buck? We give you more bang for. You know my C's like Method Man and Gangstar. Garveyite out the trunk making a way without substantial commercial radio.
Truth Brothers.
Self-determination is exactly where my mental is. Plus, I'm putting emphasis on respecting my empress. I know that change is the only constant in life, but I refuse to do it wrong so my units move right. Feel me?
There we have it. And we're back on our second hour topic, and we're discussing what is wrong with us as a society, as a people. And we were discussing regression, the regression that we see in everyday life and media. So, Ray, we're going to let you delve back into it.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, you know, hey, it's nothing wrong with being active and being out there. And we're not saying that just because you're in your 40s, you have to be married with kids and be doing and supposedly be an old fogey. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying when you reach a certain age, your business is your business. If you're out there single and you out there and you dating and you're doing whatever, that's fine. But when you become older, you know how to keep your business in-house. You don't go out and get drunk and piss on the walls in some alley. You're supposed to be bigger than that. As you become older and gain more wisdom, it's a certain thing. Like, Hot Topic said decorum. You're supposed to have a little class and decorum about how you conduct and handle your business.
Yep.
It's
just like it's a lost art because no one seems to understand
that decorum is need to be had, even that in your workplace, in your everyday life. I mean, just to have some class about yourself. And it just doesn't seem like anybody's interested in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Look, mm-hmm. Drea had another great comment. She said, I think society regresses when we accept and embrace, tolerate everything that is presented to us. We don't oppose anything anymore. And I agree with her. Yep.
She is right on
that's
that.
Why they still making American Pie movies and all these dudes are in their 40s now.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
I think
another thing is we have a fear of being looked at as when somebody does something positive that it appears to be weak. Like people don't have conflict resolution skills.
Dig.
How to walk away from situations. How to say, you know what, that's childish, man. We not going to do this. But then it's like everybody feels like they got to wear they got to be the bigger man and be the tougher man. And they have to appear to be
mm-hmm.
tougher than somebody else's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
For what
mm-hmm.
reason, though?
Yep, but we got a caller on the line. 909, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name? 909-753, you're on with the Truth Brothers.
Well, that.
Okay, well, there you go. No problem.
Never know.
Yeah, but yeah, like you were saying, man, it used to be a time, look, close your eyes and think of a time if you would have ever heard Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder getting into it in a club and throwing champagne bottles at each other. Right, you let, because that sounds so ridiculous, because they had decorum. They had a little bit of class. That don't mean they didn't have their demons. That don't mean they didn't have their issues or got in any trouble. They just knew how to project a particular image when they went out into the public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's just what it is. But even if you got your heroes, or I don't even want to say heroes, if you got your quote-unquote role models out here acting a fool and thinking it's okay and wrecking Lamborghinis and out here with the too tight Capri Man jeans on and everything like that. If you got your heroes doing that, your role models doing that, first off, I'm gonna be honest with you. When I was coming up, man, my role model was not on TV though. My role model lived in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's who I mean, I had a lot of people I liked that was on TV that I thought was cool. But, I mean, the definition of what I wanted to be as a person lived in my house.
That's right.
And that in itself should be something. Like, even, and I'm not saying, like, I see a lot of dudes out here who don't have male role models or male figures in their house, and that's cool. But I also see dudes who see that don't have that in the house, and they will see their mom struggle and say, you know what, I want to make sure when she gets older, or when I get older, that she won't have to do this no more. Or one day, I'll make sure that she won't have to work no more. And that gives you a state of maturity. And that gives you some drive. And that gives you a way of saying, look, if I get into it with this dude, it's a thinking process. If I get into it with this dude, it's a good chance that I'm going to go to jail. If I go to jail, my mom ain't going to be able to see me, and she's going to be worried more. I don't want to put my mom through that. So I'll back away from this situation for right now for the greater good, to make sure my mom don't have to work no more. But everybody looks at it like it's either the only way out is something negative. That's my biggest problem. They feel like the only thing that we have is negativity.
Yeah.
We have nothing but that. And you know what's crazy is, who taught you to believe that, though? Who made you believe that the only option you got is dunking the basketball or selling drugs?
I think it's conditioning, hundreds and hundreds of years of conditioning and transitioning that conditioning to what's going on today as it relates to things that go on today.
Hmm.
From slavery to, you know, being segregated against to now, you know, I just think it's all mild forms of slavery just repurposed.
Right, because I wouldn't even go directly to the slavery thing or the Django type
the mentality of it, that
exactly.
You have to follow someone else's lead because
exactly.
They said
but,
so, or there was consequences
the new slave,
because of it.
Right, but the new slave is what these jokers have been imprinted in their minds. See, Superfly is the new slave. Superfly has done more damage in the present than a slave in the South has done 300 years ago. Superfly, especially the Mac, anything negative, anything mm-hmm. in the present that's negative. Oh yeah, if you want to be a man isn't how you handle your responsibility. A man is how many bitches you've been hitting. That's what a man is to these kids. That's why these mm-hmm. kids act out the way they do. Standing up and fighting on your own two feet like a man isn't respected no more. But a bunch of dudes swinging like a bunch of girls at one dude is.
Let me ask you this. Between the three of us, how many of you guys really think these kids know how to fight?
No.
I mean, to actually go out and duke it out.
I would say, honestly, out of a group of 10, I would say maybe 2 actually know how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say out mm-hmm. of a group of 10, maybe 2.
And I think that's why a lot of these kids
and
do
out of that 2,
go,
we're not talking about stealing on somebody.
Yeah.
Out of that 2, we're not talking about sneaking somebody from behind.
It's an era of cowards. That's what we're living in now. Because I wouldn't even say somebody throwing punches like a girl. Dudes don't even they'll aim a gun sideways into a group of people from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the coward. They won't even
mm-hmm.
run up and swing like girls, like you said. They will air out a playground with 6-year-old kids in there. That's what scares me. That's what bothers me the most. Like you don't care about even if look. My thing is, I don't believe you target anybody, but you don't target kids, you don't target the elderly, and you don't target women. That's my thing. Like, I don't believe if you got to go through that. Like, you got dudes, if a ship was going down, they push kids and old women out the way.
The captain of that ship in Spain.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the captain. And they told him, hey, man, you're the captain. You got to get back on that ship. And he said, I don't think so.
These are the things that bother me, man. I don't know, man. Like, to me, it's literally frustrating because it's so many dumb cowards out here now. That's what it is. And then the dumb cowards are having kids and raising them to be dumb cowards.
Which causes
okay.
this cycle.
Yeah, and at the same time, what you were just saying about being a man and the women and children first and protecting a woman, be honest. How many women out there actually appreciates a real man?
Out of 10?
Whatever. I mean, it's a lot of ladies in the chat
well,
room and on the line.
Well, they understand what a real
and
man
I'm
is.
Not even present company excluded, definitely.
I got it.
Because Nisha said,
sure.
Oh, here we go. But
no,
present
no,
company excluded. How many women actually appreciate a man who gets out there and does what he has to do?
For those who understand what a real man is, you got to make sure you throw that out there too. But I believe that there are a good number. I think it's fair to say there's a good number of women who do. And you know, you got songs, you got music, you got TV that suggests what a good man is.
Really?
What they
but
want you to think
that, at that case, and that, with that being said, though, Candace, you got the women love Future. The women
yep.
love Rick Ross.
Yep.
The women love Lil Wayne. The women
yep.
love the dude who they're sitting down there telling you that, yeah, I mean, they love Trey Songz, and Trey Songz say, I only came here for bitches and drinks. That's it.
That's all right, because they think they'll change his mind, because all they really want is
but,
notoriety
but that's
and
what I'm
the
saying.
Fame.
Like,
okay, well, then
you
don't respect a real man.
Well, that goes back to my saying. You have there are a good number of women who do not know what a good man is. You know, either they had no positive influence, don't know how to pick one, don't know how to understand one. You know, so I think it really goes into the rearing. I think it really goes into what an individual sees coming up in
mm-hmm.
their mind to know what a real man should be.
But let me ask you this, though, Kenz, and I don't know if this is off subject or not, but do you think that because of the way society is, that it's being taught that women are demasculating men?
Do I think that way? Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I was just curious. I mean, I'm not defending or nothing like that. It's just I'm seeing a lot of people making comments, and they like just saying, well, men should just learn how to stand up and be men and all of these other things. And I'm like, yeah, but see, some women feel like a man ain't a man unless he's putting his hands on them. Some women feel like a man ain't a man unless he's out here selling drugs. Some women,
but see, that goes back to the rearing.
Right.
Why do you feel that way? What made you think that? Something in your past, something that you said, that a man, something that a male represented made you think that way.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
And Andrea said that if you're a man, you can't be emasculated. And no, I definitely disagree with that. But I think we're going to be going there. I think we're going to be going there in 2 weeks. Be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't say that.
I think we're
going to
go there in 2 weeks.
Agree with that either.
For sure.
I mean, circumstances happen. You know, where women will, you know, jump up and try to be overly dominant. And forget how to let her man be a man.
I think a lot of, and I do, but I'm not, I mean, it's not disagreeing with none of y'all, because I do think a lot of dudes, they take being passive. Because a lot of dudes have become real passive, which is, because I know I don't let a lot of things affect me. Like, that's how I don't let a lot of things, like, I can put a lot on my back and just be like, all right, that's not important. And that's how I live my life, like, okay, I separate what's important versus what's not, and people tend to take that as being passive and just taking it as it's being weak because it is passive. But I don't, I mean, that's a form of thinking that a man is being, I guess, say, emasculated or whatever like that. I don't know.
Ooh, yeah, Andrea just said, yes, guys are way too passive. And you know what? With that being said, I'm tell a story with a guy I just happened to have been working with today, and he told me this story about how when his marriage broke up, they were having this bad argument, and he got to the point where he said, you know what, okay, I get what you're saying, I'm tired, I got to go to work, and went to bed and was like, I'm not going to deal with this no more, this conversation's over, went to bed, and she promptly called the police and said that he threatened her and he threatened to beat her, and the cops had to come and take him out the house. And that's one of the reasons why you have to be passive.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons why you have to be passive.
You cannot, in certain situations, you can't win. And
you don't
come,
have to be
if
passive.
I'd rather be passive.
No. You can let that ride.
No. I'd rather be passive and you not have a mark on you versus me being angry and yelling and somebody thinking I did something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
because
and the moment
the
that
day,
happens, you pack your stuff and you go.
And then she still says you beat her and left.
No, what I'm saying, if it gets to that extreme, you know, because I'm going to tell you what, a lot of times by the time the police get, it all depends on your demeanor. If she's flying off the handle and acting a complete ass, and brother is calm, the police can kind of sit there and kind of size things up.
I'm not. I think you asking a lot of factors to come into a play, and a guy, it's just easier to say, you know what, instead of me risking losing my job because I get arrested tonight, it's not worth it.
And that's the thing. Like, why is that being passive? Why isn't that considered conflict resolution?
Right.
And I think you're right, Devon. It's miscategorized. Yeah, I believe that's exactly what
and
that
then,
is.
But you got people, though, who would want you to sit there and argue with them because that's being a man.
Ray, can you check the board for me?
No, yeah, I checked the board. That was 909. They didn't have nothing to say. I think they pushed number one by mistake.
Okay, I think that's Tony looking to chime in.
Yeah,
oh, is it? Okay, well, let's
go. Yeah,
909, you're on. Who's this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting here jumping up and down. You know?
Like, y'all not letting me on. You get a couple awards, and now you don't want to talk to me.
Right.
Well, first of all, let me say congratulations on your award.
Thank you. It is
well deserved. Well deserved. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me go back because I think I saw the comment in the chat room about emasculating a man. Yes, you can emasculate a man. Yes, you can. If you beat him down, that's right. I want to go there first. But if you beat him down long enough, then that is called emasculation. Just like, you know, you can buy a dog and you can raise this dog to be loyal. But if you continue to beat him, yell at him, don't feed him, don't do all the things that show him love and nurturing, then the dog is not going to be your best friend.
Right.
He is not going to be your best friend. He will tuck his tail and he will creep all across the floor and out the house. And he'll run away.
I was going to say, and then don't get mad if the dog hops the fence.
Exactly. Or turn around and bite you in the ass. I mean, simple as that. I mean, yes, you can emasculate a man. It doesn't mean that he is no longer a man. He's going to be a man by nature, by biology, by makeup of cell and tissue and all of that. But still, he will still be a man. But, yes, you can emasculate a man. Secondly, oh, my God. I'm, like, just dying over here. I don't understand exactly what is going on with today. I really don't, and it bothers me. It perplexes me to no end, to absolutely no end. And I think, you know, I think Drea has said it. I think Nisha has also said it by way of how things are going by way of what we represent as a people. It's just one of those topics that if you can't start doing it for yourself and doing it for the people that are around you, how do you expect the change?
I think that's what we were just saying not too long ago. You know, it's the same thing.
You look at women and they're wearing the scantily clad clothing, and that woman expects to have to be respected by a man. Well, how have you presented yourself? You go out here and you drink and you drink and you drink and you fall over sloppy, drunk, you're pissing all over yourself and you're acting a fool. Then how do you expect to find a man that's going to respect you? And it goes the same way with the men. If you act the way you do as what we've seen lately, then can you really call that being a man?
Exactly.
You know what's crazy about that, though? It's like it's to a point because the way people have presented, and I mean each sex, I mean the way guys have presented themselves to girls and the way girls have presented themselves to guys. I mean, if a good dude or a good woman crosses a guy or a girl, it's like you don't even give them a chance because your mind instantly goes back to what you've already seen before. You already think like, well, he I don't want to say the race thing, but the fact that this guy is like this other dude that I might have possibly met, so therefore you don't even want to take that chance or that opportunity on this person because you're already, I guess you want to say, tainted, we'll say that, or you have a past experience that keeps you from actually giving somebody else an actual opportunity. But I mean,
I'm reading the chat.
Yeah, me too.
Dre, I know it's biological. I do understand the biology of it.
Okay. And then I threw something out there too. What about forced emasculation? You know, and my example was those men who are sent to jail, who were regular, normal, everyday men. If you guys ever watched Oz, what was that guy's name?
Out of Beasley.
No.
Oh, the other one.
The narrow dude.
The one who said your orange flavored butter.
The one who was going to get spooned with the big dude.
I know.
I think it begins with a B.
Beecher.
Beecher, yes.
Beecher, yes.
Beecher. Your regular, everyday, white collar Joe Blow. Went to jail was wearing short... cut off shorts and lipstick. He became someone's bitch. How do you return back to your civilian life, your regular everyday life, your wife, your kids, when your manliness has been taken from you? How do you restore that? Just saying.
Is there any restoration? There isn't. I don't believe there could be any restoration.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know, but just a thought.
And then why, at the same time, why do women seek out or continue to be with people who constantly go to prison? We're not talking like a one time or something. Who constantly go to prison, and you know that the HIV rate transmission rate is high there, and you let them come back and proceed to have unprotected sex with you.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you give the dude who's been there 6-7 times another chance? Because they feel like the dude and my man been in jail like that. They brag on that stuff. My man been in jail. He'll come up here and kill you. Like for real? That's what's hot.
But that's the perception of what young women today and sadly,
I'm women in their 30s,
some of the women,
that have aged
into maturity, you know, into the matured age. Sadly, that's what they perceive to be as a man, manly. I don't understand either.
What about these moms? Like I've seen, how many YouTube videos have we seen where the mom is telling her daughter, "You better get out there and beat that bitch ass."
Mm-hmm.
And recording it. She's recording it for us. These are the things when I'm saying, yo, that these are the questions that people need to look at and say, okay, this is what we wanted. This is what we out here and we trying to prove that we're not stupid for. You're out here telling your daughter you better go out there and smash this chick.
Because it's the twisted morals and twisted parenting by a child raising a child. It's a difference between, you know what, a child has to learn at some point you've got to stand up for yourself and you have to stand up to the schoolyard bully, because if you don't stand up to him, you won't stand up to anybody. And then there's a difference between that and then just, okay, every time you come into a confrontation, I'm going to teach you how to fight and you better not ever run from nobody. They don't even teach them how to pick and choose their battles.
Right.
Exactly.
There is a line. There's simply a line, but a lot of parents now, they just, and I think you've touched on it earlier, you know, the parents are getting younger and younger, and if they don't have the ability to teach all of these things, then what do you think the result and the outcome would be of the children that they have and that you're raising?
Yep.
So, you know, I think it's all this feeding factor. It's like a tree with tree branches. It continues to branch, you know.
Exactly.
And sometimes those branches don't give off good fruit or good foliage, and yet some of them do.
Exactly.
But it just depends on how – I think it depends on the maturity level of the parent, and it depends on what they are willing to be able to sacrifice by giving up – some of the things that they have been doing as children, which, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's hard for them to do, but now they have been shoved and thrust into a parental role that they really don't know anything about because they haven't matured enough
to be able to learn. And at the same time, as a society, we got to stop getting on this using the exception to the rule as the poster child for what should happen with all these parents and kids. A teenager raising a child isn't a good thing. Now, are there examples of women who've made it through and been successful and was a teenage parent?
Yes,
but that's the exception to the rule. There's enough statistics, enough facts out there.
But I want to tell you where that exception is. It has to do with the grounding that whatever age that young person is when she has that child, he or she has this child, and now that they're parents. Now, I think, Candace, you've mentioned that you had a child in your years, but I bet my bottom dollar that your parents have kept you grounded from age 0 to 17, 16, 17.
Absolutely.
And they were there to be able to help you to guide yourself into parenthood, to be able to parent this child that you have just born.
Yes.
There's a difference.
Yes.
There's a big difference. Because a lot of these young girls are having children, and their mothers, who are probably in their 30s, they're basically washing their hands and say, well, you do it on your own. Well, how do you do that on your own if you don't have the experience?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because the parent
and
is 30.
They didn't have it either.
Yeah, because the parent at 30 had their child when they were 15,
uh-huh,
and felt that they did all this sacrificing for them, and now that they're 30, they want to live out their 20s and actually have some freedom, but don't want to
exactly.
take on the you didn't take
mm-hmm.
on the responsibility, right? If you let your 15-year-old have a kid and you did it at 15 and you knew how hard it was, you didn't
why
drill that into her that
it?
You don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You should your ultimate goal should be to try to break that chain and make sure your child get to do the things that you wasn't able to do because
mm-hmm.
your life was stopped at
mm-hmm.
that point.
Yes.
When you want your daughter
exactly.
or your child to experience the same pain, and not even the same pain, but you want her to see, it's cool, girl. We could do it's all right that you had it at this time because, hell, you don't know what I went through. Or you want her to feel that pain.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And
right.
that's because
and
you let
parents
and a child.
Have to do is be, not be afraid to be open and honest about
right.
the situations. I had to explain to my teenage daughter, hey, look, I wasn't that much older than you when I was pregnant with you. And
mm-hmm.
I explained to her the things that I went through emotionally, physically, you know, being scared about my future. And it's not comforting. And in a society, and I had my daughter in the late 90s, where she's 15 now. So times are totally different. The influence is a lot different now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't necessarily pinpoint where the future is going to go. You
no.
know, all you can really instruct your kids to do is train them upright to make sure that they have enough to survive in society out here as it is today. But when it comes to career and the future, it's really hard to pinpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all you can do is just rely on that advice that you instilled in them. From the beginning.
Right.
And
I think
just put it on a wing and a prayer.
Right. But I just think that we have gotten away from holding our young people, our children, to higher standards.
Yes.
You know, it was just beyond me to think that I could come into my mother and father's home with less than a B average. You know, it was beyond me to be able to think that I would come into my mother's home and think that I was going to go out and party, you know, from sundown to the next sun up. You know, it was not, that just was not part of our makeup, you know. But we don't hold our children to higher standards, and we have to stop being accepting of all
yeah.
of the things that they bring to us and say, oh, well, that's okay. You know, no. Because with everything that you do, there are consequences.
That's right.
And we don't. We have this fear of telling them what these consequences are. We have this fear of saying, no, you're not leaving this house until you do A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
We've just gotten away from it.
Kids
yep.
don't have
the
fear of God anymore.
No, they don't.
Just
but
to hear
know,
my daddy call my
God.
Name in a certain tone would send chills down
my
spine.
Fear. I would piss my pants when my father would call my name.
Yes, you had
okay.
that fear.
Oh, don't, yeah, don't get me, yeah, because, and then my dad would call my full name. Didn't
exactly.
like that at all, with
exactly.
every syllable.
But we have just gotten to the point where, you know, we allow government to play a part in how we're going to raise
mm-hmm.
our children. You know,
yep.
we get these yep. little notes in them. In the little backpacks when the kids come home, call 911 and all this other stuff, and have you been beaten? And have you know? Come on now.
Yep.
Come on.
And we become
afraid to discipline our children.
Yep.
Yes.
And those little society things talking about if you in the Walmart or the Target and your kid is acting up and you chastise your kid or whoop your kid for acting a fool, then you could get around. I don't want to hear that. No one's going to tell me how to raise my kid.
Right.
And I'll
right.
snatch you up in a heartbeat.
Right.
Yep.
You know.
And the kids need
to
know that.
That's right. Andrea made a comment. She said kids have too many rights, you know.
Yeah,
I think
we said that in the beginning. They have just as many rights as the parents do now.
But
that's funny.
They've always had rights. Don't be mistaken. They've always had rights. It's how that we have allowed government to govern those rights.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the difference.
Yep. And I'm a firm believer that a kid only got a right to a left.
Right. Exactly. And an uppercut.
There you go.
You know?
Right. And if that girl would have got uppercutted by her parents long time ago, she never would have got uppercutted on that bus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, you know, we've become so laxed in not only ourselves, but we've become laxed in how we raise our children and how we see other children in our neighborhood, our neighbor's children. We're so afraid to say something to our neighbor's children.
Yeah. It's
Why?
Because we don't base anything off principle anymore. Nothing is based on how we feel about a person at a time. Nothing's
right.
based on actual principle, like, look, that's wrong, but because he's my brother, I'll let it slide. Or because
you
I'm
know
cool
what it
with
is.
This person, I'll let it slide.
Yeah,
I've been conflicted with it before myself. You see some kids acting out, doing what they're not supposed to do. You get ready to go ahead and address them, and you think, okay, this can totally escalate out of control. Because I can tell this boy right, he needs not to do this, that, or the other. He turns around and says, F you, bitch. And it goes back and forth, back and forth. Now you got other people involved, and then somebody then called his mama. Now his mama then coming down there, and she's acting complete and plumb fool. And it has totally transitioned from what the kid did to now a bantering between mother and other adults.
I get that. And you know what, Candace? It's happened to me where I was coming up to my door, and these kids are right here, you know, coming down the walk, and you know, they're noisy, and they're calling each other bitches and fuck yous. And I mean, they were couldn't have been no more than 8 and 9.
Yep.
And I turned around, and I said, what did you say? And the kid, he didn't say anything. And I stopped, and I asked him, I said, what did you say? And he said it again. I said, if I ever hear that coming out of your mouth again, I said, we don't have a problem. I said, you don't need to talk like that, this, that, and the other. And I'm going on and on. Well, his mother did show up at my door. And she had an attitude. And I told her, I said, you know what? I said, the problem here is not that you're showing up at my door. The problem is that I basically did your job. And
yes.
You're upset with me. That's the problem.
But you know what, though? Even with that, though, the fact that she took it as if, how dare you tell me that you did my job?
Mm-hmm.
I did. But what could
yeah,
she do?
But that automatically is what's going to initiate that problem.
She wasn't really happy with it, but the thing is that after we continued to talk about, because she was going there. But I told her, I said, the problem is that you are trying to raise your child a certain way. I'm trying to raise mine a certain way. I don't
mm-hmm.
need for mine to be around yours with that kind of language at this age. Now,
right.
I think it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to the human race, period.
It is. And it's a sad testament
like,
to your parents.
Yeah, but I told her, you can basically look for your kid to be a juvenile if this is what you're going to allow. And then she kind of like, she said, I didn't think of it that way. She said, I'm so sorry. I'm going to go home and I'm going to address it. That's all she could say.
And then she realized she was talking
to
you and got scared.
Huh?
And she realized she was talking to you and got scared.
I don't know what it was. But see, the thing is that why have we become so afraid to say something?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because it's to a point, like we were saying, like I seriously believe from earlier, that everybody wants to be the kid's friend. They want to be able to hang with their friends because their kids remind them of the youth they wasn't able to have. It reminds them of a certain time that they wasn't able to live, and they want to live that through their kid and with them.
Yeah.
There you go.
And there,
there
you go. You're going to get the last word on that. And thanks for everybody who tuned in, Tony, Drea, Anisha. Oh, man, everybody is showing up, and everybody in the queue listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in and listening. And please start chiming in and speaking your piece.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're liking what we're saying, but, man, we want to hear from you guys, too. We like to banter back and forth.
Yeah, got to thank Sade Bean for chiming in, and Nisha Hill Hernandez again for chiming in. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, thank Keela Sims, everybody who actually took the time to chime in with us today and kick it with just well out with the Truth Brothers tonight. We appreciate that.
Yes, yes. And you know what? And, ladies, definitely come back. Next week, but in 2 weeks, because I think we're going to have a masculinity episode on the menu, and I will keep it going. So, again, guys, great show.
Tony, we're going to be calling you in a minute, too. Got to tell Tony, we'll be calling you about that show we were talking about.
Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to sign off. This has been a G-Network presentation, and we'll let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Peace.